兄姐妹大家平安。
May peace be with all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上呢，用需用功夫成圣做题目来查考。
And tonight we will use the topic "Take time to be holy" for our study.
我们这今年冬天的学生联会，今年刚刚在伯恩教会结束。
The winter student spiritual convocation for this year was just completed at Baldwin Park Church.
这个主题呢，就是要过一个圣洁的生活。
The topic was to live a holy life.
今年很感谢神，神的恩典，弟兄姐妹的带导呢，今年的学生联会。学员跟工作人员都很平安。
We thank all the prayers, for all the brothers and sisters that we've had a very peaceful student spiritual convocation.
基本上跟去年完全不一样了。
And fundamentally, it was completely different from last year.
我们去年的学生联会，好多几乎有三分之二的学生都生病，病倒了。
And last year, about 2/3 of them got sick.
那今年呢，基本上都没有人真的有这个问题。
But in general, this year, nobody had this problem.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这些学员们，他们都能够用一个很健康的身体，很好的精神，在这个神的话语上，祷告上下很多功夫。
And all the students were able to use their time and energy to take effort in learning the word of God and reading the Bible.
那每一年，我们今年的学员联会，我们的学员一共有80位，就是初中班跟高中班的学生。
And this year at SSC, there were a total of 80 students who were in junior high and high school.
一共有24位的工作人员辅导员一起来协助这些学员能够建立过圣洁的生活。
And there were 24 workers, including counselors, who were working at this student spiritual convocation to help teach students how to establish a life of holiness.
那在这一次的学员联会当中呢，很多的学员，很多的工作人员都受了很大的造就。
And during this SSC, many students and counselors received much edification.
感谢神，也因为弟兄姐妹带导呢，让这一件圣工呢很顺利的完成。
And we thank the Lord that through the intercession of the brothers and sisters, this holy work was able to be completed smoothly.
那每一年冬天的学员联会结束的时候，基本上也就是这个一年就结束了。
And after the SSC every year, it's just about time when the year comes to an end.
所以我们过几天就是新年，今年2012年就过变成历史。
And after a few days, we will be coming into a new year, and 2012 will be history.
在这个年终的时候，通常我们都会回顾过去的一年，我们做哪些事情，有什么样的成就，或是有什么的缺点、遗憾需要去回顾的。
And during this time, we may look back in the year and see what kind of successes and failures and regrets that we may have.
然后我们放眼明年度2013年，我们要立定一个什么目标？我们要怎么样就过去这一年所犯的错误能够重新修正？然后新的一年是一个新的开始。
And in 2003, we want to see what kind of goals we will set, what kind of things we need to improve on, and have this in our new year for 2013.
那我们每一年的学生年会，学生他们都有一个主题要去追求的。
Every year at SSC, there's a theme for them to pursue.
那其实学生年会的主题呢，对我们每一个弟兄姐妹来说呢，都非常的适用。
And in fact, the SSC theme is very suitable for all of us brothers and sisters.
我们现在在学生年会花一个礼拜的时间呢，让学生真的过一个很单纯敬虔的生活。
And at SSC, it is 1 week to allow the students to live a very simple and very reverent life.
但是一个礼拜过了之后，回到自己的家，通常的现象就是这样一个生活的形态呢，持续不了多久，就会回到原来旧的生活里面去。
And the issue is that after a week, when students go home, how long are they able to maintain this lifestyle? And usually ends with after a little while.
那但是我们要让学员能够有过一个圣洁的生活呢，这个如果没有家庭家长一起来追求呢，这是做不到的。
For students to live a life of holiness, it is unable to be accomplished without the help of the parents.
那所以呢，这个其实学生联会的主题要配合我们教会整体教会的信仰的追求目标，才有办法达成的。
And only if the whole church sets the same goal as the SSC theme, will it be possible for us to achieve it.
今天如果我们各教会，我们联联教会、喜悦度教会、伯恩教会，我们有学员参加学生联会的这些家庭呢，都能够共同设定这个目标来追求呢，那我相信呢，我们的学员呢一定可以持续到下一次的学生年会， 他们有一个新的目标，在一个新的阶段去追求属灵上的成长。
And if all the families from the local churches, such as Cerritos, Garden Grove, and Baldwin Park, support all the students in living out this life of holiness, then we will be able to be successful in this pursuit.
那我们一代一代的学员经过训练完之后呢，我们真的会看到我们的青年跟外面的青年不一样。
And every year, if each generation successfully completes this, then we'll see that the youth in our church are different from the youth outside of church.
我们会看到说我们所花的功夫，我们所做的祷告呢，真的会蒙神的纪念，那甚至会祝福我们这一代新的青年。
And then we will notice that God remembers all of our effort and time we take to cultivate this, and God will also bless our youth.
因为不但他们本身有这个目标，我们做家长的，我们整个全体教会都有共同的目标去追求的时候，这样才有办法形成一个力量，那互相的鼓励规劝，然后朝这个圣洁的目标追求，然后才有办法真的能够见到神。
And only when the students themselves, as well as the parents, pursue this goal together, can we truly be able to attain the goal and see God.
我们知道这个圣洁是非常重要的。
We know that holiness is extremely important.
特别是在这个罪恶的世代里面，这个是非常关键。
Especially in the end times, this is very crucial.
你像我们今天如果到外面去，到 shopping center 去，不管到任何一个场合，你去观察你所接触周遭的人呢，他们的生活，他们的想法。基本上跟我们在教会里面所看到的人很不一样。
Today, if we go outside, whether it be a shopping center or any kind of public place, we will see that people have very different thinking, especially compared to the people inside of church.
当然，在我们的周围里面，一定会有一些所谓的虔诚人，他们也是非常的自我要求很高，然后他们也是可能是都会到教会敬拜神的人。
And of course, perhaps in our surrounding, there are people who are also very reverent and have very high standards and go to church to worship God.
但是有些人他们在拜神的时候，他们却是用一种律法的观念，好像被律法束缚。我如果不这样做，我就会怎么样一个惧怕的心态去过生活的。
But many other people will use a different kind of concept according to the law to worship God, and it will be based on fear to do things according to the law.
但是我们在真耶稣教会里面，我们因为这圣灵的带领呢，因为对真理的认识呢，我们知道真理真的让我们得自由。我们这样追求，其实我们觉得说，我们很乐意以神为乐，我们也愿意像神一样。
And in True Jesus Church, we have a different concept where the truth sets you free because it's under the guidance of the Holy Spirit that we can understand that God is our joy and our strength.
我们要追求一个圣洁的生活，不是因着说一个律法、一个规定，不这样做会有一个什么样的后果，而是我们觉得说这就是我们的目标，我们愿意向神，也愿意亲近神，因为这个是神的法则。
In our church, pursuing a life of holiness is not so much fearing the consequence, but more of trying to reach a goal of holiness.
那要配合这个主题呢，我们这次学员年会的。这个诗歌呢，他们唱了一个主题，就是那个彼得前书二章九节里面的一句话。
And according to the theme of this year's SSC, one of the hymns we sang was according to a verse in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
那这个诗歌应该是我们姐妹自己做的吗
？And this was written by our own sister.
那就是因为知道我们的目标在哪里。
And it is because we know where our goal is.
所以就用诗歌呢，把这个信息呢，用唱的把它唱出来。
So through him, we are able to sing out the message.
我们看彼得前书二章九节。
Let us look at 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
彼得前书二章九节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
这里界定我们的身份，我们是被拣选的。
Here it talks about our status and identity that we have been chosen.
我们是在神面前像君王一般尊贵的祭司。
And before God, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
那这个特别提到说是神圣洁的国民呢。
And especially mentions that it is a holy nation of God.
我们是专属神的。
We belong to God.
那这个神呢，我们这位神，我们所敬拜这位神，他曾经自我宣告过的。
And now this God had proclaimed himself before.
他说我是圣洁的。
He said that I am holy.
所以我们在读旧约圣经的时候，在很多经节里面都会看到这样一个主题：神说他是圣洁的神。
And in the Old Testament, we'll many times see the theme that God will say that He is a holy God.
特别在摩西五经里面，他会 再一再重复的强调这个重点。
Especially in the five books of Moses, he will especially emphasize this main point.
因为那个时候是神在颁布律法，神也向人显明他的心意，他要人怎么样来敬拜他。
Because at that time, God was delivering his command and his intentions, and how he wanted man to worship him.
那所以呢，特别在利未记里面，我们看到这样一句话一直出现啊。
Especially in the book of Leviticus, this often appears.
我们来看一下利未记二十章。
Let us look at Leviticus chapter 20.
利未记二十章。
Leviticus chapter 20.
请看第二十六节。
Let us look at verse 26.
二十章，利未记二十章二十六节。
Leviticus 20, verse 26.
你们要归我为圣，因为我主是圣洁的啊，是圣的，并叫你们与万民有分别，使你们做我的民。
26. And you shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have separated you from the peoples, that you should be mine.
哦，所以这里其实利未记二十章哈，他在提到很多那个法则啊，就是百姓他们进迦南地在地上过生活的时候，一定要跟这个当地的居民有分别，他们的风俗很多都是违背神圣洁原则的。
And in Leviticus, it often talks about many laws and requirements where the Israelites had to be separated from the people around them because many of their culture was not according to how God wanted them to live.
因为二十三节那里说，神说我在你们面前所逐出的国民，你们不要随从他们的风俗，因为他们行了这一切的事，所以我就厌恶他们。
In verse 23 it says, And you shall not walk in the statutes of the nation, which I am casting out before you, for they commit all these things, and therefore I abhor them.
所以迦南地的这些居民，其实他们因着所行的恶，已经把那个土地污秽了，所以呢，神厌恶，这是为什么神吩咐百姓说要把这些人除掉的原因之一。
And so the natives of the land of Canaan have already committed evil and defiled the land. So this is one reason that God wanted to get rid of these people.
那所以现在那个第二十四节神就说了，你们要承受他们的地，就是我要赐给你们为业的流奶与蜜之地，我是主你们的神，是使你们与万民有分别的。
That's why in verse 24 it says, But I have said to you, you shall inherit their land and I will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God who has separated you from the peoples.
那所以现在神他自己说他是圣洁的神。
And so here God himself says that he is a holy God.
他其实也要求属他的百姓是圣洁的百姓。
And he in fact requires that his people be holy people.
然后需要跟他们周遭的这些人有分别。
And to be separated from the people around them.
哦，所以神要属他的百姓真的能够像神一样，这是神的目标，神需要百姓去追求的。
And therefore, God wants His people to be like God, and that is a goal for the people to reach.
那这个神说我是圣洁的这句话，在利未记的第十一章啊，第十九章啊，第二十章啊，都重复出现的。
And when God says that that He is holy, it appears in Leviticus chapter 19, 11, and 20.
哦，这个就是因为他在讲很多神要百姓怎样做的时候，他都会先声明说，我就是圣洁的神，这个就是你们要追求的目标，因为没有圣洁，你们不能够靠近我。
And every time God wants His people to do something, He will mention that He is a holy God because they cannot do anything before God unless they are holy.
那个没有圣洁是没有人能够见主，因为神是圣洁的。
And nobody can see God unless they are holy because God is holy.
那这一个原则哦，在希伯来书十二章哦，再被提出来一次啊。
And this principle was again mentioned in Hebrews chapter 12.
我们现在来看一下希伯来书第十二章十四节。
Let us take a look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
希伯来书十二章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
说你们要追求与众人和睦哦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Verse 14. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
好，那现在这一节里面是说要追求跟众人和睦了。
And now this verse talks about how we should pursue peace with all people.
但是又说，但是也要追求圣洁。
It says, however, that we must also pursue holiness.
我们今天是属神的百姓，我们是住在这个地上啊。
Today we belong to God's people and we live on this earth.
我们并没有去离开群众，自己去住在一个。独立的地方。
And we haven't necessarily left the population to live in an isolated area.
我们一样有我们的邻居，我们的同事，我们的生活周遭的环境跟其他人都一样。
And we just the same have our own environment, our coworkers, and also the same surroundings as others.
我们要与他们和睦，就是说我们需要让他们了解说我们是属神的，然后 在他们当中呢，我们是为了要把这个福音传给他们的人。
And we have to help them understand that we belong to God, and so that among them we are separated when we want to preach the gospel to them.
我们要跟我们的周遭有分别，就是说我们了解我们是属神的，我们是圣洁的。
And we have to be different from those around us, so that they know that we belong to God and that we are holy.
我们绝对不会为了和睦的缘故去跟随他们的风俗。
But never for the sake of harmony will we follow their culture or how they behave.
所以其实我们今天如果真的是一个圣洁的人啊，你看圣洁的人其实人很喜欢亲近的。
And today, if we are holy, many people will want to draw closer to those who are holy.
因为一个人如果圣洁，他的心思意念，他的言行啊，都跟这个世界上的人不一样。
Because if someone is holy, their thoughts, speech, and conduct will be different from those of the people in the world.
那所以你看，我们这里所看到的这个以万民有分别啊，是在和睦，我们知道我们是世上的盐，世上的光这个角色上，然后我们会知道我们的原则在哪里，我们绝对 不会被这个社会上的风俗影响。
And for us to be holy, then we will know that we are the salt and light of the world, and we will not follow the ways of the world, nor be influenced by them.
然后我们的目标是追求圣洁，像神一样的。
And our goal is to pursue holiness just like God.
因为没有圣洁，就没有能够见主。
Because without holiness, no one can see the Lord.
那这个当然，我们将来离开这个世界的时候，我们都希望能够到天国去见主耶稣嘛。
And in the future, when we leave this world, we all want to be able to see Jesus in heaven.
但是我们去见主，我们见主耶稣绝对不是将来才见到嘛。
But when we see the Lord, it is not only in the future.
我们现在这个时候，我们就要见到主耶稣了。
And right now, at this time, we are to see the Lord Jesus.
所以我们要常常能够跟主耶稣亲近啊，就是说我们今天怎么见主，我们在祷告当中啊，就可以跟神沟通了。
So we often must go to see God, and how do we do that? That is through prayer.
那所以这个圣洁的人才能够见主呢，这跟马太福音第五章第八节讲的那个清心的人有福是有关系的。
And for those who are holy to see God, it is related to Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, where it says, "Blessed are those who are pure in heart."
马太福音五章八节这一段在讲那个八福啊，里面有一个清心的人才能够见到神。
Matthew chapter 5 is talking about the Beatitudes, and only those who are pure in heart can see God.
也就是说，你看我们今天清心的人才见到神，这个我们都知道说，清心的时候就是心里面是干净的，然后是不会胡思乱想的，然后对神是很纯洁的。
And for us today, we know that those who are pure in heart have a clean heart and don't think about other things and have God in their heart.
所以今天我们要在祷告上真的有体验呢，这跟我们有没有追求圣洁是有关系的。
And for us to be able to experience something during prayer is related to how much we pursue holiness.
有时候我们弟兄姐妹在这个信仰生活里面啊，都会有一个疑问啊，就是有时候好像离神很远，好像祷告的时候神都没有在听我，都没有回应我的祷告。
Many times, brothers and sisters, during prayer, and during the life of faith, they will have a doubt that they feel far away from God, and during prayer, they feel like God is not listening.
那这个时候我们通常都会去检讨说，哎，到底神他有没有听到？
And during this time, we may examine and ask ourselves if God had listened.
其实神早就听到了。
But in fact, God has already heard.
那为什么神他不讲话？
But how come God does not speak?
其实有时候借着这个不讲话，让我们重新去反省我们自己。有问题的是我们本身，不是神。
And many times when God does not speak, we will examine ourselves to see that the problem is actually with us.
所以你看，如果今天我们是一个真的圣洁的人，我们真的是在我们的心里面是清心的，我们一定可以见到神。
But we see that if today we are truly holy and pure in heart, then we will see God.
这是为什么在学员年会期间呢？一开始的时候，我们的学员呢，他们通常祷告的时候都进入不了情况，就是说祷告的时候觉得祷告好时间好长。
And that is why many students during SSC at first cannot go into the situation in prayer, and they feel the prayer is very long.
我们在学员年会期间花很多时间祷告。
And at SSC, we have spent much time to pray.
早上早祷会就要祷告二十分钟、三十分钟。
And in the morning, for morning prayer, we pray for 20 to 30 minutes.
中午的时候，三十分钟或者是五十分钟的祷告。
And in the afternoon, 30 to 50 minutes of prayer.
到下午的时候又三十分钟祷告。
And then in the later afternoon, there's another 50 minutes.
啊，有人进食祷告了，又多花二十分钟祷告。
And if somebody is fasting and praying, another 20 minutes.
然后到晚上的时候又花二十分钟就结束祷告。
And in the evening, another 20 minutes for concluding prayer.
你看这个一天这样算下来，大概至少两个小时。
And if you count that up, then there's at least 2 hours.
那一开始在前面一两天的时候，这学生跪在那边都很有的，就是觉得很难过。
And so at first, in the first few days, some students, when they are praying in the front, feel very
painful. 因为他还没有办法真的在祷告中体验到说, 诶, 祷告其实是跟神, 可以能够见到神, 能够跟神沟通, 能够从神领受力量, 他那个喜乐, 他还没有办法体会到。
Because they have not yet experienced the joy that comes from being able to communicate with God and experience Him.
但是等到在这个过程当中啊, 诶, 读圣经, 然后上课, 然后 在弟兄姐妹的互相分享里面哦, 他们慢慢的, 这个祷告就逐渐进入状况了。
However, through the process of learning through classes, reading the Bible and sharing with their peers, then they'll be able to enter into the situation.
那这个问题就是在这个灵修的过程当中哦, 不断地提醒他们要悔改, 要去检讨我们自己。
But the problem is that throughout this process of spiritual cultivation, we need to examine ourselves and also see what we need to change.
然后借着这个神的话语, 在读圣经里面, 这个神的道理啊, 就会洁净我们的心啊。
And through the reading of the Bible and the Word of God, it will cleanse our hearts.
所以慢慢地经过这样的一个过程以后啊, 这个学生到最后几天的时候, 他们就喜爱祷告。
And slowly through this process, after a few days, the students will love to pray.
然后这个祷告当中就越来越有体验。
And then during the prayer, there will be more and more experiences.
然后他们对祷告就会主动地去想要祷告了。
And then they will proactively want to pray.
所以到最后几天晚上的时候, 学生他们就主动结束了以后, 他们就主动到那个祷告室里面去祷告了。
And therefore, in the last few nights, they will proactively go into the prayer room to pray.
他们觉得说, 我现在花时间去祷告室里面, 为弟兄姐妹祷告, 为我自己的目标祷告的时候, 比我在这里, 在餐厅里面跟人家在那边讲话, 聊天还有意思。
And the students feel that to go into the prayer room to pray for their friends and also to pray for their own goals is more meaningful than to be chatting in the dining hall.
那其实这个就在反映说, 其实他们的心已经慢慢变干净了。
So this is a reaction to their hearts slowly being cleansed.
那一个清新的人, 他就能够见到神, 他就能够跟神有互动, 就通了了。
And one who is pure will be able to see God and interact with God and be one with God.
所以到最后要结束的时候，就有学生说：“哎呀，其实能会怎么快，这么快就结束了。”
And when the SSC was coming to an end, some students would say that the SSC is so soon to be ending.
那真的，如果这个学员他真的在祷告上有体验到的，在这个灵修当中真的体验到神就在这里与我们同在的那种滋味的人呢，他就觉得说，这种学员灵会太短。
And if students really felt the abidance of God at the student spiritual convocation, then they will feel that the event is too short.
那当然也有一些人是觉得说，哈，赶快回家。
And of course, there are some people who wanted to go home quickly.
那通常这样的一个心态，通常都是他在这个祷告当中真的还没有达到那个清新的阶段。
And for those people, it might be because during their prayers, they are not able to draw in closer.
那所以呢，所以现在这个问题就是说。 没有圣洁是没有人能够见到神的。
And so the problem here is that without holiness, no one can see God.
我们的学生是这样子经历，我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹， 我们在家里，在我们自我灵修当中也都是一样。
And this is what the students have experienced, and it is also the same for all the brothers and sisters at home during spiritual cultivation.
因此，如果我们在祷告当中会觉得说好像有点阻碍的时候呢， 我们一定要回头去想想我的生活是不是合乎神的圣洁原则。
And perhaps when we are facing obstacles in prayer, we must re-examine ourselves to see if our lifestyle is in accordance with God's principles.
因为神所讲过的话绝对不会错的。
Because whatever God has spoken before is absolutely not going to be wrong.
非圣洁没有人能见主。
Without holiness, no one can see the Lord.
但是你把它正面的看，就是圣洁的人一定看到主，就清心的人一定亲眼见主。
But from a positive side, it is a guarantee that those who are pure in heart will be able to see the Lord.
所以我们每一个弟兄姐妹都可以体验的，都可以去感受这句话是真实的、可信的。
So every brother and sister can experience this to know that this is true and is faithful.
所以神的宣告，他说我是圣洁的，他就告诉属他的人说，你。 如果有这个圣洁的追求，达到这个目标，一定可以感受到神真的是活的，他就是在我这里，他我是站在神那一边的人。
And if we can, then we can become holy, we will truly experience that being holy will allow us to be able to come before God and to see God.
所以神说，他说我是叫你们与万民有分别的，使你们做我的民。这句话并不是一个法律说你们一定要做什么才能是跟万民有分别哦。
And for God to say that you are separated from the other people, it's not under the law where you have to go and do something to be separated from the people.
在旧约时代, 主耶稣基督还没有来成全救恩以前，是的，以色列的百姓他们要按照这些律法，什么东西是不可以碰的，什么东西是不可以做的，他们一定要严格的追，一定要遵守。
And before the Lord Jesus Christ came, then yes, the people had to do everything according to the law, and they couldn't touch certain things.
因为他们那时候他们没有力量，他们心里即使知道想要去做，但是他也没有力量。
Because at that time they didn't have the strength, even though they had the intention in their heart to do.
所以这个律法本身就是有这个功用，让人知道说这个线画在这里，我不能够去超越。
And that is the purpose of the law to draw a line and know that it must not be crossed.
但是在这种律法里面，其实很多人他觉得很不自由，因为他做不到，但是他。又没有办法，所以它就变成一种束缚了。
But under this law, many people are unable to do it.
但是对我们今天来说，我们就不一样了。
But for us, it is very different today.
我们今天会让我们会觉得说，我需要跟万民有分别，并不是因为有这条律法在那边，所以我一定要这样。我不这样做，我就犯了什么律法。
But for us to be separated today, it is not that there is an existing law outside that we must not go against.
而是因为我们知道说神是圣洁的，我今天这样追求的时候，我很自动的从心里面就会发现说，我跟世界人是不一样的。
But rather, because we know God is holy, it is something that we can pursue as a goal, and then we will be able to know that we are different from the other people.
那这样子，我们在拜神的时候，就真正的是用心灵跟诚实在拜神。
And in this way, when we worship God, we will be able to truly worship God in spirit and in truth.
我们是主动的以神为乐，我们是主动想要去靠近神，而不是神用什么方法一定要把我们拉进来。
But we proactively try to find our joy in God and to draw closer to God, and it's not a force that is pulling us in.
哦，所以这是与万民有分别。我们基本上会活出一个特质，就是我们是属神的人。
And for us to be separated from all nations, we will naturally live out something special, which is that we belong to God.
那我们如果自己能够有这个追求以后，其实我们很自然的，我们会希望说，我们周遭的弟兄姐妹、我们的家人都跟我们一起有这个目标。
And if we personally can have this goal, then we will naturally want our family members and also those around us to have the same goal.
我们现在来看一看这个利未记第十章有一句话。
And let us look at something that is recorded in Leviticus chapter 10.
我们现在在主耶稣基督里面，我们现在每个人都是有君尊的祭司的身份的哈。
In the Lord Jesus Christ, every one of us has the status of a royal priest.
那我们现在来看这个祭司啊，神对祭司的要求。
And now let us look at the requirement God has for priests.
利未记十章，请看第八节。
Let us look at Leviticus chapter 10, verse 8.
利未记十章八节说，神晓谕亚伦说。
Leviticus 10, verse 8 says, Then the Lord spoke to Aaron, saying.
这个是神。单独跟亚伦说的哦。
This is something that God spoke directly to Aaron.
亚伦那时候是大祭司的身份呢。
At that time, Aaron had the status of high priest.
第九节说，你跟你的儿子进会幕的时候，清酒浓酒都不可以喝，免得你们死亡。这要做你们世世代代永远的定律。
Verse 9 says, Do not drink wine or intoxicating drink, you nor your sons with you. When you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die, it shall be a statute forever throughout your generations.
好，第十节说，使你们可以将圣的、俗的。洁净的、不洁净的，分别出来。
Verse 10 says that you may distinguish between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean.
十一节说，又使你们可以将神借摩西晓谕以色列人的一切律例教训他们。
Verse 11, and that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes with the Lord, which the Lord has spoken to them by the hand of Moses.
这里是神跟亚伦说，你现在你跟儿子是你们都是当祭司的，你们进会幕去服侍神的时候，他说第一件事情。清酒浓酒不可以喝。
And here the Lord talks to Aaron and says that all of his sons and he as well will be priests. And the first thing he says is that you must not drink wine or intoxicating drinks when you go in the tabernacle.
那这个是你的世代永远定，就是说你当祭司的身份，你一定要记住这个原则，不能够改。
And this is saying that when you become a royal priest, then you must remember this principle and never change.
啊，如果他说不喝哦，都不可以喝啊。如果喝了哦，可能就会死亡，死亡就会临到了。
And it says that you should not drink this. If you do, then you may die, and death will come upon you.
你看那个清酒、浓酒，在当时候他们的生活习惯里面，他们很自然都是有这些东西的。
And we see that wine or intoxicating drink is something very common during their lifestyle at the time.
但是你现在当祭司以后，你现在这些习惯就要革除了。
However, now that you are to become a priest, you must be separated from this habit.
为什么
？And why is this so?
第十节里面他说，他是使你们可以将圣的、俗的。洁净的跟不洁净的分别出来。
Verse 10 says, because it is that you may distinguish between holy and holy and between unclean and clean.
祭司他一定自己本身要能够分别什么是圣的，什么是俗的。
A priest himself must be able to identify what is holy and unholy.
但是如果这个祭司是喜爱喝清酒浓酒的人，他基本上可能就会搞不清楚，分不清楚了。
However, if this priest himself likes to drink wine or intoxicating drink, then he will be unable to discern between holy and unholy.
你看那个酒会让人放荡。
And we know that alcohol will confuse someone's perception.
酒会让人忘记他自己是谁。
And alcohol will make someone forget who he is.
我们现在看到这个酒，当然不会只是看到哦，就是这个瓶子里面装这个酒了。
And today, when we talk about wine, it might not just be what we see that is inside a wine bottle.
其实这个酒本身已经在讲这个让你觉得很舒服的，就是其实如果把它广义的说，就是我们现在所谓的娱乐。
And this wine is talking about something that makes you feel good. And if we talk in more a broad sense, it could be entertainment for us.
有些事情我们会觉得说我们很喜欢去做，我们就是在这里面很享受。
And many things that will be some things that we like to do and things that we enjoy.
会很放松啊。
And that will allow us to be let loose.
有时候人喝，那么吃饭的时候喝酒，然后觉得很放松。
And just like when sometimes when we eat, to drink wine is relaxing.
就是说这个，我们如果今天也是一个了解自己祭司的身份，我们就会小心我们本身，我们是以什么为乐？我们是以这个娱乐这些饮食为乐呢？还是我们的乐，这个快乐喜乐是从神来的，是因着服侍神来的？
And today as priests, we must examine to see where our pleasure comes from. Does it come from things like what we eat, or does it come from serving God?
所以这里说，要既然是祭司呢，我们就要能够把那个圣俗分别。
And here it says that since we are to be priests, we must be able to distinguish between holy and unholy.
那这个洁净跟不洁净呢，其实也不是只有在这些饮食上而已哦。
And for things to be unclean or clean is not only upon food and drink.
我们今天在这个新约时代里面，主耶稣基督已经亲自说过了，这个所谓的圣洁的物啊，跟不圣洁的物，不是指这些食品哦。
And in the New Testament era, the Lord Jesus Christ had already taught us that clean and unclean things isn't only pointing to food and drink.
那其实已经讲到跟这个人有关系的。
But it's already talking about the relationship between man.
我们如果还记得在《使徒行传》第十章啊，那个哥尼流这个蒙召这个过程里啊。
And if we recall in Acts chapter 10, it records the process of Cornelius being called.
我们现在来看一下这个《使徒行传》第十章。
Let us now look at Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
从第九节开始，这个是彼得在祷告的时候见异象。
And starting in verse 9, Peter was praying and saw a vision.
那这个异象呢？你看那个第十一节是天开的，有一个物降下来，一块大布里面系着四角，那坠在地上来。
And this vision, according to verse 11, was when Peter saw the heaven open and an object like a great sheet bound at the four corners descended to him.
然后十二节就说里面有各样的走四足的走兽、昆虫、天上的飞鸟。
In verse 12, it says, In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air.
那当然这个布里面这些动物啊，都是不洁净的东西啊。
And of course, the things in the sheet were animals and things that were unclean.
声音跟彼得说，彼得起来宰了吃。
Verse 13, a voice came to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat.
彼得说，不可以啊，主啊，这个是不可，这俗物啊，不洁净的物，我没有吃过。
14, but Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean.
但是第二次啊，十五节，第二次有声音向他说：“神所洁净的，你不可以当作俗物啊。”
However, verse 15, a voice spoke to him again the second time, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common."
然后一连三次，那物随即就收回天上去了。
16, this was done three times, and the object was taken up into heaven again.
从这个异象，我们看到神当初给彼得的那个启示，就是现在这个所谓的不洁净的物，在当时候就是所谓的那个。就以犹太人来说，这是所谓的外邦人，这是不洁净的。
And according to the vision, and at the time, those things that were unclean to the Jews were the Gentiles.
这个异象后来就让彼得真的很勇敢的去把福音传给这个哥尼流这个外邦人。
And this vision allowed Peter to have courage to preach to Cornelius and Gentiles.
然后他很勇敢的去进入他的家里面，去真的让他的全家人都因此得救了。
And he was courageous enough to go into his whole household.That they may all be saved.
那所以你看这个洁净不洁净，其实它重点在我们现在看来就是重点在这个人上面的。
And so for something to be clean or unclean, for today, it is emphasized on man.
我们今天 你看我们今天当祭司，我们要能够把圣的跟俗的分别出来。
For us to be priests today, we must be able to distinguish between holy and unholy.
什么是属神的，神的要求在哪里，那么什么是神所厌恶不喜欢的，我们一定要知道那个分别嘛。
You must know the dividing line between what is dumb, pleasing to God and the things that God hate.
那我们也一定要能够分别这个洁净跟不洁净的。
And we must also be able to distinguish between holy and unholy.
所以这个如果洁净不洁净是人的话，那就我们就知道说什么样的人我们是可以靠近的，什么样的人我们是一定要小心的。
And if unholy and holiness is about the type of people, then we must know what kind of people we can draw closer to and ones that we must avoid.
这是自己本身，祭司本身他自我的认知他的做法。
And the priest himself understood, what he had to do.
哦，然后接下来他说要把这样的一个神的法则呢，律例呢，教训百姓之道。
And then it continues to say, so that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes.
哦，所以祭司就负责这个教导律法，这样让百姓也了解这个神的圣洁原则，大家一起来追求。
And for priests to understand what is holy and unholy is for them to teach the other Israelites so that they may know the principle of God.
你如果要看利未记哦，在看利未记，他们当初一开始的时候哈，神高亚伦跟他的儿子做祭司的时候。那时候那个祭司的工作真的很重。
And we know that in the beginning of Leviticus, when God anointed Aaron and his sons to be priests, the job of the priest was very heavy.
因为照神的法则，百姓只要犯错要赎罪，都要把那个牛羊牵到会幕来，由祭司来献祭。
Because according to the law, when the Israelites sinned, they had to take cattle or sheep to the temple or tabernacle so that they can be offered.
你看百姓有多少人？
We can see how many people did the Israelites have.
但一开始当设立祭司这个制度的时候，有几个祭司呢？
And how many priests were there at the time?
就五个。
There was only five.
因为亚伦当大祭司。
Because at this time, Aaron was the high priest.
亚伦的儿子们当祭司。
Aaron's sons were priests.
所以整个以色列这个全国里面，当时就只有五个人。
So this entire nation of Israel, they only had five priests.
然后一开始被高利之后，两个儿子就因为做了神没有吩咐的事情，就被神击杀，就被烧死，就死掉两个了。
And because in the beginning, when two sons did not obey God, in the way He wanted for sacrifice to be performed, they were consumed by fire from heaven.
所以后来你看，真的在执行祭司的时候，只有剩下三个人了。
And so later, we know that there were only three more priests left.
就想象这三个人他们有多重的工作量。
And so we know how heavy the work amount is for these three people.
那要怎么样把这个工作量减低呢？
So how can we decrease the workload?
就是要让百姓知道神的法则。
And it is for the people to know the command of God.
如果百姓都知道神的圣洁的法则，这个事情不要去犯，不要做。
And if all the people knew the law of holiness of the Lord to not do these things,
那他们就不需要常常来献赎罪祭嘛。
Then they don't need to often come to make sacrifices of atonement.
所以这个赎罪的事情，这个需要祭司去执行工作的那个分量就会减低。
And so the job of the priest to offer sacrifices for the sins of the people will be decreased.
所以真正最好的方法，你看我们说预防胜于治疗。
So the true best way is to avoid things in order to be holy.
所以你看这个就是神教导祭司他的工作之一，就是要让百姓明白神的法则，然后自己本身能够分别做榜样，百姓也要跟着这样做。
And so we know that through God's intention, it was for the people, for the priests to know the law of God to teach them and for to be good examples to the people. So
所以后来呢，这个在马拉基书啊，神就那个先知就说了，那祭司的工作是什么
？And therefore, in the book of Malachi, the prophet talked about the job of the priest.
哦，我们现在看马拉基书第二章。
Let us look at Malachi chapter 2.
马拉基书第二章
Malachi chapter 2，
这就是祭司要能够教导百姓。
And this is talks about priests teaching the people.
我们现在看那个第二章的第五节。
Let us now look at chapter 2 verse 5.
马拉基书二章五节。
Malachi 2 verse 5.
我曾与他立生命和平安的约，我将这两样赐给他，使他存敬畏的心。他就敬畏我，惧怕我的名。
Verse 5, my covenant was with him, one of life and peace, and I gave them to him, that he might fear me, so he feared me, and was reverent before my name.
第六节说，真实的律法在他口中，他嘴里没有不义的话，他以平安和正直与我同行，使多人回头离开罪孽。
Verse 6 says, the law of truth was in his mouth, and injustice was not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and turned many away from iniquity.
第七节说，祭司的嘴里当存知识，人也当由他口中寻求律法，因为他是万军之神的 使者。
Verse 7 says, For the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
今天如果我们了解我们是神的祭司啊。
Today, if we understand that we are the priests of God,
在我们的口中就会有真实的律法。
From our mouths will come the law of truth.
我们会把这些不义的行为除掉。
And we will be able to get rid of all of the unrighteous behavior.
我们用平安和以正直跟神同行。
And through peace and justice, we will walk with God.
会引导我们的同龄、我们的家人离开罪孽。
And we will lead all of our family members.And our friends away from evil.
所以我们今天，你看，我们今天是祭司了。
And we see today that we are priests.
我们要让全家人一起来追求这个原则。
We have to allow all of those in our family to pursue this principle.
那这个现在，这个我们要了解这个神圣洁的原则。我们现在这个工作有时候是需要时间的。
And for us to understand the principle of God's holiness requires time to do this work.
我们刚才所唱的诗歌啊，如果我们有注意看那个歌词啊
，And if we were paying attention to the lyrics of the hymn we just sang，
我们需要花功夫才有办法成圣。
We have to take time and effort to be holy。
我们现在知道神是圣洁的神。
Now we know that God is a holy God。
那我们要追求圣洁，我们本身就是神的祭司，我们本身也要追求圣洁。
And to pursue holiness, we are the priests of God, and we ourselves must pursue holiness。
神给我们一个工作。
God has given us one task。
就是我们自己本身能够分别圣俗。洁净跟不洁净。
It is for us to be able to distinguish between holy and unholy, unclean and clean.
然后去教导其他人，也能够一起了解。
And then to teach others so that we can all understand together.
所以我们现在共同朝这个目标在前进哦。
So now together we are heading toward this goal forward.
那我们现在要怎么样做？因为有时候我们有人是真的不知道了。
And now what must we do? Because some people truly do not know.
因为我们现在很多人本来都是。不知道不认识神的，现在因着神的主耶稣的拣选跟恩典，现在我们了解神的这个原则了。
And some people did not know God, but through God's blessing and grace, they were able to come and know the true God.
这要花时间，要下功夫的。
But this requires much time and effort.
那我们现在在这个新的年度，我们要怎么样来下功夫
？In this new year, how do we exert our effort?
我们要怎么样？真的让我们全家，我们自己本身跟我们的全家，我们的全教会都能够成为圣洁。
How do we allow ourselves, our families, and our entire church to be holy?
我们现在如果你注意看那个这个诗歌里面哦，401首。
If we look closely at our hymn 401,
我觉得这里面他讲的四个方法很重要。
I feel that the four methods mentioned here are very important.
第一个就是要常常花时间祷告，跟神沟通。
And the first one is to often spend time to pray to God and communicate with Him.
那这个祷告呢，就是我们要进到神的，要进到内室里面去跟神常常灵交。
And this prayer is to go into the inner room and often interact with God spiritually.
我们如果常常祷告的时候，我们才真的有办法享受到说，其实神真的很爱我们。
If we often pray, then we will be able to truly experience that God loves us.
我们如果常常跟神祷告的时候呢？我们会发现说，其实祷告真的是让我们的心 变干净了，也会让我们的心更安静。
If we often pray, then we will realize that prayer allows our hearts to be more peaceful and to be more clean.
我们弟兄姐妹，如果我们的孩子在参加实验灵会的时候，他回家的第一个改变应该是他会花比较多时间祷告。
And brothers and sisters, if our students have gone to the student spiritual convocation, the first thing you'll notice is that they'll spend more time reading the Bible and praying.
他回家祷告的时候，绝对不会只是祷告五分钟就结束。
And when they go home to pray, they will absolutely not just finish after 5 minutes.
通常他们都会祷告比较长。
And usually they will pray for a longer time.
那这个就是一个开始。
And this is a beginning.
那其实我们家长如果一起来追求。
And in fact, if our parents also pursue together,
一起花一点时间。共同祷告
to together spend time to communicate.
那这样才有办法真正建立起我们的家庭祭坛。
Then we will be able to truly establish a family altar.
我们才会从祷告中领受神的力量。
That through prayer we will be able to receive the strength of God.
然后呢，接下来呢，我们要常常跟神密相契，就是要住在主耶稣基督里面。
And the next is that we have to often be intimate with the Lord Jesus. That is to abide in the Lord Jesus.
我们在那个约翰福音十五章里面啊，主耶稣在讲那个他是真葡萄树的这个道理的时候呢，他就已经讲过了。
And when Jesus was talking about the teaching of the true vine in John chapter 15, he had already mentioned.
哦，我们要常常在主耶稣的话里面呢，在主耶稣的爱里面呢，主耶稣就藏在我们里面。
If we are often in the word and love of the Lord Jesus, then the Lord Jesus will always be inside of us.
那主耶稣在我们里面，就是借着圣灵与我们同在，让我们被圣灵充满。
And for Jesus to be inside of us, it's through the abidance of the Holy Spirit and the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
那当然，我们一定要有这个神的道理。
And of course, we must have the word of God.
主耶稣说：“我的话，你们如果藏在我里面，我的话就藏在你们里面。”
And the Lord Jesus says that if you are always in me, then my word will always be in you.
我们看一下这一节《约翰福音》第十五章。
Let us look at this verse, John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
第七节。
Chapter 15, verse 7.
第七节说：“你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。”凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you.
我们如果是在主耶稣基督里面的，神的话他就在常常在我们的心里面。
If we are always in the Lord Jesus Christ, then his words will be inside of us.
那你看他说我们祷告，我们愿意祷告了，神就给我们成就了。
And if we are willing to pray, then it will be done for us.
诶，换句话说，我们的祷告就变得有功效了。
In other words, it means that our prayers have become effective.
这个祷告的功效其实就是我们越来越接近神了，就是跟神越来越亲近。
And having an effective prayer means that we are drawing closer and closer to God.
你看跟神亲近的人的结果就是第十五章的第十五节那里说的，他说神就称我们做朋友，就不是把我们当做仆人而已。
And we know that the result of an effective prayer is in 15 verse 15, that we are no longer called servants, but friends.
我们是神的朋友，所以我们今天有什么事情跟神求，神就给我们回应，我们跟神就越来越亲密。
And if we are friends of God, then whatever we ask from God, God will respond, and we will draw closer to God.
那我们也看到这神的话的那功用，神的道理会洁净我们的心呢。
And we know that the function of the word of God is that it will cleanse our hearts.
所以你看祷告，然后加上读圣经。
And so we see praying and reading the Bible.
然后让我们的心就慢慢的干净，成为圣洁。
And it will allow our hearts to slowly be cleansed and be holy.
我们可以看见神，我们的祷告就可以达到神面前，我们跟神的关系就越来越亲密。
If we can see God, then we will be able to come before God, and our prayers and relationship will be even closer.
所以我们明年度要推动的这个家庭的读经，每一天读一章圣经，这个工作，如果我们弟兄姐妹一起 来做的话，我们一定会看到这个果效的。
And in the year to come, we would like to promote family Bible reading. And if we can truly do this individually, brothers and sisters, then we will be able to see results.
那我们在读完圣经之后，我们做配合祷告。
And after we read the Bible, if it is accompanied by prayer,
如果可以的话，我们弟兄姐妹家庭家人聚在一起，一起祷告一段时间。
If possible, we can have all of our family members to gather together and pray for a
从小开始，慢慢来。
And we can start from small.
如果我们没有办法跪很久，我们一开始五分钟就好了。
If we can't kneel for too long, then perhaps start with 5 minutes.
相信我们在家人生活当中一定不会说很困难，说大家共同播出五分钟、十分钟一起祷告。
I believe that in our family lifestyle, it won't be too difficult for everybody to take 5 minutes to pray together.
那如果我们有办法这样继续做五分钟、十分钟的祷告的时候，我们就有 可能把它延长到家人一起祷告十五分钟。
And if we can pray from 5 to 10 minutes, then we will be able to add, so that we can pray for 15 minutes together.
因为我们会体验到说我们在祷告当中，神的那种能力跟我们在我们身上，我们所相对从神领受的福气，然后我们所愿意付出的，一定会越来越多时间跟神做祷告。
And we can see that once we receive the power of God, then the relative grace that we receive from Him will become more abundant.
哦，那所以这个祷告的功夫跟读圣经 的 工作是一起做的。
And so we see that the effort of reading the Bible comes along with prayer and the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，我们现在下一步呢，就是要去注意我们生活周遭我们的朋友。
And our next step is for us to pay attention to our surrounding friends.
这个诗歌的第三句话哈，就是要与神的儿女做朋友了哈。
And it says in the third verse that we have to be friends with the sons of God.
就说我们现在要注意我们跟我们相处的那些朋友，我们的这些在我们生活中会影响我们的人是哪些人。
And we have to notice who are around us that influence us.
因为朋友的影响力其实蛮大的。
Because in fact, the influence of friends is very great.
当然我们年纪比较大的人呢，都要我们的个性都已经固定了，我们的那个 一些价值观念都已经定型了，通常朋友对我们的影响比较不会那么明显。
And for us who are older, our personalities and our value systems have already been set, so the influence from others perhaps will not be as obvious.
但是对青年来说就影响就很大。
But for youth, the influence is very great.
你跟谁人什么样在一起，你就可能最后就变成像那样的人。
What kind of people you are around, it is very likely that in the end you will become like them.
所以一个人如果他是对神会怀疑的人，
So if somebody has doubts toward God,
你如果常常跟这个样对神怀疑的人在一起，最后你一定会怀疑神。
If you are often around the person who has doubts about God, then in the end you will also have doubts.
你会怀疑说，诶，圣灵是真的吗？
You will doubt, is the Holy Spirit real?
你会怀疑说，神真的存在吗？
You will doubt, does God truly exist?
他会一定会有疑问说，这个教会真的是只有唯一得救，这个教会才能得救啊。
And you will also doubt, is this church the true church that can be saved?
因为有时候不知不觉当中，我们的那个观念就会慢慢的去靠近在一起，因为朋友总是会互相沟通。
And many times, when we are unaware, our thoughts and our values will also become very similar to those around us.
所以我们一定要去留意我们跟什么样的人在一起。
So we have to be extremely careful of those who are around us.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们一定要懂得这个原则。
And so, brother and sister, we must know this principle.
因为如果他说圣经里面有一句话说，滥交是会败坏善行的。
Because you know that the Bible has a phrase that says, bad company will corrupt good character.
我们来看一下箴言第十八章。
Let us look at Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言十八章。
Proverbs chapter 18.
十八章的二十四节。
18:24.
箴言十八章二十四节说：“滥交朋友的智取败坏，但有一个朋友比弟兄更亲密。”
Says a man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
哦，那当然，这个朋友、哦、比弟兄更亲密，一定是指着神呢、啊，主耶稣基督了。
And so this friend who sticks closer than a brother is referring to God, Lord Jesus Christ.
我们如果常常跟神在一起，我们最后可能越来越像神。
If we are often spending time with God, then we will become more like God.
但是如果我们的朋友就是那个远离神的人，那生活是晃荡的人，那我们可能最后就会慢慢的离神越来越远了。
However, if our friends are far away from God, then we will slowly draw farther away from God.
这是为什么我们在十年灵会之后呢，我们都会鼓励我们的青年呢，在这段期间里面，他们所建立的这个属灵同伴的这个关系能够一直持续下去。
And that is why during spiritual convocation, we encourage the students to be able to continue spiritual friendship.
那我们现在我们的孩子他十年灵会回来之后呢，他们一定会有一些教会的朋友互相在联系。
And now that our students have come back from SSC, then they will continue to be connected with their friends that they made.
那但是我们也要多关心他们说，诶，他们的朋友是谁了。
But we also have to care more about them and find out who their friends are.
要了解我们的孩子他们所交友的对象是谁。
And we must understand what kind of friends that they are making.
那有时候要去关心说，诶，你们这个弟兄姐妹他们你在联系在做，他们到底在谈什么，你到底在做花时间在做什么了。
And sometimes we have to come to find out what they are actually talking about or doing when they connect with each other.
因为青年有时候他们时间比较不会利用。
Because the youths are not as good at managing their time.
他们可能没有错啊，他是啊一起祷告，一起读圣经很好，但是可能要花两三个小时。
And it may be true that they are spending time to read the Bible and praying, but it would take 2 to 3 hours.
那有时候又太超过了。
And sometimes it's over.
哦，所以我们做家长要提醒他们，要懂得先尽自己的本分，我们要该做的要做。然后我们弟兄姐妹重点就是能够互相祷告，然后彼此在那个道理上互相的激励，这样就可以。
And as parents, we must also remind our students that they have to fulfill their responsibilities and duties. And then, brothers and sisters, we must continue to pray.
那我们本身我们自己做家长的，我们也是朝这个方向一起来努力。
But we ourselves as parents, we must be exert effort toward this goal.
我们一定要结交属灵的朋友。
And we also have to make spiritual friends.
其实我们自己在教会里面，你看，我们真的跟我们的每一个弟兄姐妹都熟悉吗
？And in fact, in our own church, are we familiar with all of the brothers and sisters?
我们今天教会里面，如果假设有两百个人
，And hypothetically speaking, if we were to have 200 people in our church,
如果我们的教会里面有60个、70个家庭
，And if there are 60 to 70 families,
我们真的了解认识。这里面的几个家庭几个弟兄姐妹呢，真的你说是好的朋友，你认识他们的。
How many of the brothers and sisters and brothers and sisters and families in the church do we truly know?
其实很多人我们真的还不是很认识的。
And in fact, there are many people who we are still not familiar with.
因为我们可能没有那个没有那个想法，想要说我要去认识其他新的朋友，结交这个属灵的同伴。
Because we may not be thinking that we have to go and meet other new people and to make new spiritual friends.
所以我们现在要追求圣洁，一起大家一起来的。
And today, when we are pursuing holiness, we must do it together.
所以我们要让我们去多接触一些弟兄姐妹，让大家能够互相了解，然后也有共同的目标。全教会一起来追求的时候，这个时候我们才会看到整个家庭啊，整个真的家真的是啊蒙神祝福的。
And when we pursue holiness, we must do it together with everybody, so that we can truly attain the goal and also be blessed by the Lord in His family.
所以明年2013年，我们的目标在哪里
？And so, what is our new goal for the year of 2013?
我们要能够成为圣洁。
We must be able to be holy.
我们在家庭里面，我们愿意多花时间来祷告。
In our family, we must be willing to spend more time to pray together.
我们愿意真的读神的话语。
To be willing to truly read the word of God.
让我们借着这个道理来洁净我们自己。
Through the word of God, we can cleanse ourselves.
这样相辅相成，我们的祷告会，我们愿意花时间祷告。
And then slowly, we will be able to be more willing to spend time to pray.
到明年年底要结束的时候，我们再回顾过去的一年，我们一定会觉得说，我今年跟去年不一样。
And all the way until the end of the following year.You'll be able to realize that this year has been different from last year.
这个就是我们这一年的这个时间，我们花下去这个灵修的功夫的重点。
And so this is the main point of us putting in time for our spiritual cultivation.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们在教会里面每一个人都更熟悉。
So that brothers and sisters can be even more familiar with each other in the
church. 大家能够真的互相的鼓励。
And that everybody can mutually encourage each other.
我们一定在这个当中啊，享受神所赐给我们的喜乐。
And that among us we can enjoy the joy from God.
其实也就是我们在荣耀神的名了。
And in fact, that is glorifying God's name.
其实我们就是在结果子，就是荣耀神。
And in fact, we are bearing fruit and glorifying God.
愿主耶稣祝福我们。
May the Lord Jesus bless us.
我们来唱诗310首。
Let us sing hymn 310.